Yo, man, I'm beating up this motherfucker because I'm a crack dealer and this guy hasn't paid me in 3 weeks. Yo, motherfucker, I'm fucking punch your motherfucker. Give me my fucking money. Yo, man, stop hitting me. Ah, man, what the fuck? You're completely sick. Don't stab me in the eye. Yo, man, you didn't pay your money. That's what happens. Yo, if you're offended by this or you're too young to hear any of this shit, get the fuck out of here, yo.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to BDO Radio, show number 29.
29.
Take two. Yes. To those of you downloading this podcast right now,
this is actually the second take of the show.
Yes. It's the second time we performed this show. There was a malfunction that caused us to lose what we had performed live. So, luckily enough, we discovered this while we were doing the live show still. So we said, well, perfect timing to just fucking redo it. You know?
Rezuzovich
is the shit.
Rezuzovich.
And right now, you know, we got a really good... Third Eye Open wants me to mail him some shrooms. We got a live audience in the chat room going right now with Botrax, Last Call, Third Eye Open, and Lord Astahoth. And some more people listening right now. You people are listening, and it's July 10 or July 11 right now in your calendar because we passed midnight. Well, we're live.
Man,
get your asses in that chat room. Yeah, the fuck? Long day, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, long day? Kind of long day. Oh, I know you did a radio show today that was completely lost. In open air. What else?
I stayed an extra 45 minutes after work today.
Holy shit, because you were stuck with the client, right?
Yeah. Fucking customers.
Luckily, you made it in time for us to actually go to the Rocket Store, which we're not talking about in the last segment.
Yeah,
right?
I will do that.
Rocket Talk.
But anyways,
later.
Yeah, these customers, they came in at like, we closed at 6 on Friday, so they came in at, I'd say about 5 o'clock.
Holy shit.
Well, she came, and she wanted a little information on the car, and she wanted to test drive the car, so we test drove the car, we came back, negotiated a bit, we came to an agreement, and it was about 5 to 6, no, it was 5:45, and she said, I have to call my husband.
Oh.
So she calls the husband. The husband says, I'll be there in 5 minutes. Took him 10 minutes to be there. So by that time, it was 5 to 6. And he said, I have to see the car. So I showed him the car.
He
started looking at everything. But when I say everything, it's
You did delay yourself 45 minutes. So
yeah.
I figure you didn't just look at the wheels and say, like it.
He looked, when I say everything, I mean even... The preparation plastic that they forgot to take off. There was like yellow plastic in the back that just the guys in the back forgot to take out while they were cleaning the car. He touched it, looked at it for about a good 15-20 seconds. Touched it again, went like that, went around, lifted the panel where you have the wheel there,
the spare wheel.
The spare wheel. And there's a bag there with the front plate adapter.
Yes, in case you are in a... Right.
If you have to put a front plate. Anyways.
Which in our province, we do not have to put a front plate.
That's right, so...
For those of you...
That's there, it's in the bag. So he touches the bag, looks at the bag, flips it around, puts it back, closes the hatch. Anyways, that goes on for about, that's a good 25 minutes.
Holy shit.
Finally, I got them in my office. Now they're talking about, we really want a starter. A remote starter.
Oh!
I'm like, let me see what I could do. So I go see my boss. He says, are you fucking crazy? We don't give out shit here. So listen, you go over there, you either get them out of here or fucking sign them. Because I want to go home.
I want to close my damn business.
Yeah, you know, it's already like, it's 6:30, you know. So I tell him, okay, you know what? Print me the contracts.
He cannot divulge so much information, Third Eye Open.
Yeah, no, I can't. And Anyways, I tell him, you know what? I tell my boss, I'm like, print me the contract. Prints me the contract. I get there with the contract. I already had a copy of her driver's license because we went on a road test.
Nice.
So we need two copies. So I took the photocopy, went and photocopied it again. So I had two copies of the driver's license. I had the contract.
Nice.
With my boss's signature on it. I went there. I sat down. I said, okay, listen. This is what it is. This is what you're getting. I said, we reached an agreement. You like the car. Everybody's happy. I'm a nice guy. You guys are happy. Everybody's happy. Everybody wants to go home. I said, let's just have a coffee and sign this. I need your credit card.
They had a coffee, signed that, and gave you their credit card.
They gave me the credit card while they had the coffee.
You closed the motherfucking deal before you left.
Of course.
You hadn't included that in your original...
Of course I closed the deal.
You only specified that clients held you up.
Yeah, but I closed the deal.
What?
Of course I did.
How many this week?
This week, only two.
Oh, damn.
But since the beginning of the month, I have so far 8 plus the 4 carry-ons from last month because I haven't delivered it last month, so I'm delivering this month.
Yeah.
So it counts for this month, so I have 12.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. That's the shit.
Yeah.
That's the way you do the shit. Hey, by the way, you had a joke in the first version of show number 29.
That's right.
You're going to have to tell again.
I guess.
That's fucked up.
Okay, it's not going to be as funny.
Well, not to the people who've already heard it.
But to whoever listens to it again for the first time.
Yeah, that's how professional we are at BDO Radio.
There it is.
Oh, just by the way, just to give you a note, because we screwed up so bad, during the recorded material, we are going to have to run to the coffee machine and gorge ourselves with coffee to be able to go on with the rest of the show. Yeah, crazy. Anyways, okay, joke time! Nick Montoya!
There's just third eye open, let's say 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, yeah, but I'm past a certain time, I'm closing the deal, I'm breaking the deal. I'm not one of those ready to bend out.
Not just that. Your boss said, look, I want to go home, bro.
But he told me, he said, listen, either you sign them or you burn them. You know, I want to go home.
Wow.
So I said, all right, give me the contracts. I went back.
Signed them. Oh, yeah.
Done deal.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
That's the shit.
Okay, the joke.
Joke time.
So, This married couple, they go to the Caribbean, right? It's a nice romantic getaway, and they're walking on the boardwalk, and the girl sees a python, a big black python. She says, "Oh, honey, I want it." Her husband says, "Yeah, sure, buy it. We'll get it back over there." She says, "Okay, but how are we gonna do that? We can't. We're gonna have to pay dues and stuff. We can't do that." He says, "No, wrap it around your leg, and we'll bring it on the plane, and." After that, we'll just bring it home and we'll pass smoothly. She says, okay. So she wraps it around her legs. They jump on the plane. Everything's fine. They get home. Everything's fine. A couple years later, they go back to the Caribbean. Same boardwalk. She keeps walking. She sees a skunk. Honey, look at the skunk. It's so cute. I want it. Husband says, what are you going to do with a skunk? He says, I want it. It's so cute. He says, you have a python. He says, yeah, but I like it. She says, okay, buy it. We'll bring it back. He says, but how are we going to smuggle this one? We can't just smuggle it in a bag. He says, no, we'll do it like the python. Just, you know, put it in your pants and then we'll bring it back. She says, no, they'll see it in my pants. We'll get caught. He says, we won't get caught. And then she says, yeah, but what about the smell? And he says, well, if it dies, it dies.
This. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, we stayed open until 12 a.m.
Oh.
I'm a closer, bro. I'm a closer,
bro. Okay, no, here they have an association. It's called the Automotive Salesman Association of Quebec.
Yes.
And these people voted that the dealerships, new only the new car dealerships on the island of Montreal will not be open past 9 o'clock. Well, that's anywhere in Canada, actually, I think. For new cars. I don't know about used cars. But for new cars, it's 9 o'clock. And on the island of Montreal, we will not be open on the weekends. Pure and simple.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, but the other ones are allowed to be open on Saturdays, if I'm not mistaken. My father ran a Chrysler dealership for several years, and at some point he was allowed to open on Saturdays.
But you get frowned upon by the association. They don't really like it. A lot of them will stop trading with you. Yeah.
Okay, that's ugly. I've sold 5 cars in one day. 24 is my record for monthly units sold. Wow, Nick Montoya, you know what number to reach.
Yeah, I haven't done 24 yet. Again, I'm just starting.
What's your self-record in a month?
In a month, 17.
Not bad.
Yeah, I've done 17 at Hyundai.
Yeah, because now you've done so many brands, you're like a brand whore.
I am. I go wherever it pays.
Well, you're an Asian brand whore is what you are. Yeah.
I'm an egg. White on the outside, yellow in the inside.
Yellow on the inside. That was good. Where the fuck did you get that from?
I heard that somewhere.
Oh, shit.
Or a Twinkie, yellow. That the Twinkie's a white Asian because he's yellow on the inside.
I've actually had 28, but 4 rolled over to the next month. Oh, yeah.
That happens.
Yeah, that happens. Just like Nick Montoya's month.
I had 17 delivered. I had 20 sales, but I had the 2 cancellations and the
cancellations suck. Can you beat up the guy when he cancels? Can you say, motherfucker, I'll come to your house and kill your children in front of your wife if you don't buy the car immediately?
That's the game.
You gave me your credit card number, bitch, yesterday, motherfucker. I'm passing the whole car
on it. Hurts. It hurts when they cancel, but that just means that there's another one out there somewhere.
Rockets? Fire rockets at them.
You know what I do when they cancel, especially when they do it on the phone. I'll respect the guy that comes in. Tells me, listen,
in person, I
found a better deal. I want, and he's
okay. That I'll respect. You know, but that's someone, so upfront. When someone apologizes on top of that, what are you gonna do?
But
you know?
Someone that fucking calls me up and says, listen, Nick, I'm gonna need my deposit back. Yeah, we're not gonna take it. And they bought somewhere else, but they won't say it. They'll tell me, oh yeah, no, it's not. You know, we thought about it, and it's not really in the cards for this month. We're probably going to wait a little longer. You know what? We'll need our deposit. Can we do this by phone? That I know. When they do that, I know. That's it. They bought somewhere else and they can't face me.
And come with the brand new car in your lot to come and claim their deposit when they told you that. It's not the time right now. Fuck you. Is that what you say? What do you do? You tell them you can't do it over the phone and you have to come here to claim your deposit.
No, I don't care. What I say is, yeah, no problem. We do it over the phone. That's no problem. And but because I have to transfer to my receptionist. Listen, when I tell them in a month or two whenever you're ready to buy again.
Finally fake your decision to buy a fake car.
When you come back, try not to waste my time next time.
Nice.
Maybe we could have reach a better agreement next time.
Nice. Please try not to overly, what's that term again? Me and my English. Waste my time.
Yeah, 17, but don't, okay, that was.
I started, did 17 in my, yeah, you did listen. 24 as your record. Rollovers do not count. You are only 7 away from Nick Montoya. Your sleep could not sell half a fucking tire.
And listen, 17, I did that. That was maybe, what, four months after? No, it was actually the third month.
Isn't Third Eye Open partially Native American? You're selling trucks, are you? You're selling trucks. My dad used to sell these guys trucks like fucking candy. These guys come in, they're like, oh, you got the new Dodge Ram. Sold.
No, but you know, I sold 17 in my second month of selling cars. I was top salesman. It was my second month.
Oh, jeez, you would have loved selling cars at my dad's place back in the day when it worked. Oh, man. They were my favorite, the Native Americans, because they really loved Dodge. They were like, Dodge, 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 Dodge. So when they'd see the
truck... I think it means something.
No. They all have muscle cars. They're crazy. They boost these things. So the salesmen over there were like, okay, propose every single option to the guy who's amazed at our trucks because he's going to take every single option he can get. You want the mags? Yes. Do you want the gold railings? Yes. Seriously, man, those guys in the trucks, and obviously every time I'd leave there when I used to wash cars, because it's right next to their reserve, so I'd come out and I'd always pick with my shit car that I try to modify to get a few extra horsepower.
It's not on the island of Montreal.
No. It's over the bridge.
Okay, well, they were allowed to be open on weekends.
Ah, but there you go. Yeah. Oh, I thought you knew that.
Yeah, it's only
okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, but those guys, I would cross some muscle cars on the road, try to keep up with them just for fun. But these guys, I mean, there is not one guy from Quebec. Well, actually, the Native Americans are far more from Quebec than we are. But if you know what I mean, there's not one Quebecer that has a car that kicks ass like that. These guys are insane. When they modify a car, they lose their minds completely. I'm at red lights with these guys. Shit, I'll try to keep up. Holy shit! Anyways, I told them, no, you can't have your deposit back. Believe me, 17 was every month. You sold trucks in your community. I know you did. Because that's what we did. I remember the trucks would sell like hotcakes. And this is another thing, like the black guys splitting weed earlier on. The Native Americans love their trucks. They have to be tough. They have to be...
But
you know what they would
guys
do, though? You know what they would... One of the reasons, one of their excuses to buy the nicest truck they possibly could, they would smuggle cigarettes back and forth between their reserves... Because nobody else wants to do it that's a Quebecer, obviously. They're the only ones allowed to do this. So they're smuggling cigarettes back and forth from reserve to reserve. And they need something with a lot of payload. But they don't need the mags and all that shit and the boosted engine. There's one I saw come out of the shop. I was like, that's not Origin hardware. Where the fuck did you even call to get that hardware? Seriously.
And that's like, okay, he's gonna come back in 3 months to get a new one.
Yeah, that's the worst part. You know? Seriously, that was very, very cool to see guys come in and just dish it out to get the best one possible.
Yeah, they dump them in the forest.
I've heard about that. No, but that there was two guys.
When they're
they
done
kept
with
buying
them?
Used cars, and they would keep dumping them in the forest and come back and buy another one.
Yeah, they do that with trucks because they get subventions from the government.
Oh.
So they buy trucks. They fucking beat the shit out of them. You know, they go into the woods.
Just a quick note. I'm going to forget to say, Third Eye Open. You want to live like a king? Come in the province of Quebec in Canada. You get subventions from the government.
Yeah.
That is fucking hot. Okay, keep going.
And they buy a truck and they ring the shit out of it. I mean, they go into the woods, out of the woods. Ugh. It's beaten by scratches. It has no more paint on it. The doors are busted. The fucking, you know, they go hunting with it. They don't even care. There's a bush guard in front of it. Bush guard means I could go through anything.
Yes.
Okay.
They just replaced the logos.
There's a bush. It's not a tree guard, okay? It's a bush guard. Bush.
I didn't sell trucks. I sold Toyotas and Honda. Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, I can.
Okay, yeah, but Toyota and Honda. Self-selling product.
Well, yeah, and the other guys, like me, I've only been where I'm at, like, only, a month and a half?
Yeah.
And the other guys, I mean, the guy next to me, he's been there 31 years at the same thing, at the same place.
Yeah.
So he's got a clientele. He sells fucking about minimum, I heard him sell, was 29 cars.
Hey, wait. How much experience does Third Eye Open have is a good question to ask compared to you. If we're going to actually grade you guys, But we're going to have to talk about this in the fourth segment because we're making this one last forever. Yeah. Guys, so
time to
well, first off, we're going to go on to the news and then the weather.
I just had a bong it. I'm sorry. And then we're going to premiere episode number 6 of the Samson Haley Chronicles.
Now, this is a big episode because it's the end of chapter 1. And of course, after that, chapter 2 will follow. The series is not over in any way.
This is only a chapter 1 finale. And believe it or not, chapter 2, episode 1, or episode 7 of the series, is already produced and everything.
Yeah, and yeah, it's good.
We get a... Yay, thank you, thank you. I like to hear that. Yeah, that one Electro Pimp joke, thumbs up, man. 90 thumbs up. You guys are going to love it when it comes out. But tonight we're talking about episode 6, which is...
6.
Awesome.
Very good.
Oh, the dream idea. You'll get what I'm talking about. Anyways, so here we go, people. Moving on with the... Show number 29, playlist.
VideoRadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
You are watching Video Space Television. And astronaut Ben Farewell right now exiting the hatch on the first spacewalk of the day.
This is 420, you are clear for spacewalk.
And the experiment will consist of trying to consume a bong hit in zero gravity without air pressure. And the astronaut, Ben Farewell, is outside the hatch right now preparing the bong.
It says 420, you're clear for opening mask.
And the astronaut opening his visor here and attempting to...
It says 420, we have loss of pressure.
Experiencing suffocation here.
It says 420, we have life signs at zero.
The engineers are realizing that we've already carried out a similar experiment with...
Mission control out.
Failure at the end, and we have lost Ben Farewell.
So, did you hear?
Hear what?
We're going to the moon, man.
What?
Kennedy just said it, we're going to the moon.
Nice of you to tell me this now, with me being in charge around here and all. How the hell are we gonna go there?
Look, I just heard of this myself, but we're going to the moon.
You mean I'll have to figure out how to get us to the moon?
No, I mean you will figure out how to get us to the moon.
No pressure, hey?
None at all.
But what if we can't do it? What then?
Well, we had this idea of faking the landing.
How?
We'd figure Hollywood could pull some strings and amaze everyone.
Hmm, interesting. But I'm trying to think of a set that looks big enough to film it.
Right. Aren't there really large hangars at Area 51?
Yeah, but even with those, it would look super fake.
Hmm. We are in the 60s, so I guess computer-generated animation is out of the question. I really wish 3D Studio Max was out and the internet existed right now.
Yeah, you could download the software, crack it, and then find tutorials online. Frickin' 60s. Oh, hey, wait! I know! I have a perfect idea! Check this out! We film it here!
You're pointing at a picture of the moon.
I know! Isn't this brilliant?
You wanna film on the picture of the moon, or you're trying to tell me you wanna film the fake moon landing on the moon?
I wanna film the fake moon landing on the moon!
Okay, never mind, dumbass. We'll just go to the moon. You give me too many headaches.
And now, the news with Bong Lit Up and Alexander Hash.
Yo, what's up? This is your host, Bong Lit Up, with the news for BDO Radio, show number 29, July 10, year 2009. You know, it's been a fucked up story coming out right now. We have a guest in the studio, and his name is Guslav Zven. And he's our correspondent from Russia.
Yes, that's right, from Russia.
And he flew down here because I saw a fucked up story. Now, there was this black guy in Russia walking in the street. You know, he had a couple of bottles in his hands. You know, vodka bottles like everybody does over there, you know. And he was walking the street and he sort of, to a bunch of drunk Russians, he looked like he was a drink because of the glass he was holding up against his chest. You know, the bottles. So they thought he was a black Russian. But, yo, what's up with drunk Russians thinking
that what happened is women see black man walking, she scream black Russian, drunk mob see black Russian, they go bottles breaking head, gotten...
Your bottles, what, they break vodka bottles on his head?
Duh.
But what they're trying to do here, man?
Try to live with Hyde.
Try to what?
Live with Hyde.
Wait a minute, you're trying to tell me they're trying to turn the black guy into liquid?
Yes, because they thought it was a black Russian.
Yo, man, that's fucked up. But how drunk were these fucking guys? How much vodka did you drink before coming here?
Six.
Six what, yo?
Bottles.
What the f... And how much did those guys have that soda?
20, 30 plus.
Yo, what the f... You guys are fucked in the... Yo, you hear that? This is the kind of shit...
But the Russian vodka is strong.
Yo, exactly. You shouldn't be drinking 5-6 bottles of it for fucking lunch, you know?
Not good for black.
No, but man, you see, then you guys end up thinking that a black guy walking in the street in Russia is a black Russian and he's not a black Russian person. He's an actual drink.
And then sexy lady walked by the way the guy diverted attention.
Yo, so they saw a hot chick in there. So the guy, did that save the guy's life or is he dead?
Yeah, the line got there washed out.
Oh, fuck, man. So they fucking killed him anyway.
Who cares?
Oh, fuck, man. Anyway, though, this fucking story is too fucking crazy, man. I'm... Fucking moving on with this. The news are done for show number 29. This is July 10, year 2009, and we're following through with the weather, y'all.
And now, the weather with Alexander Hash.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to, the video news for, show number 29. Yeah. Tonight, my radar's, fucked, so I decided to open the curtains and look outside the window instead, look up at the sky to predict the weather. Rah, man, the forecast is, it's gonna rain aliens, man, because there's, UFOs everywhere, man. It's like UFO shower activity all over. So that's the forecast, man, because that's what I'm seeing right now. So it's probably what's going to be there in an hour as well. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey there, Alexander. How you doing?
Yeah, you cleaning up the studio?
That's right. Cleaned up your office nice and clean. Waxed the floor.
Yeah.
Cleaned up the desk. Put the roaches and the ashtray in the corner. Everything's nice and
clean.
Yeah,
hey, I'm sorry about the tripping I did in there. It's a little bit messy, man.
No problem. I know you. I know how it is.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be there already, eh?
I wish you didn't.
Right. Did you see out the window, man? The forecast? Look. See all those UFOs, man?
Alexander.
Yeah, man.
The stars are out.
They're moving. What?
The stars are out.
No, man, look, they're moving all over the place, man.
Yeah, they're moving, but you're not, even by staring at them, you're not supposed to see it.
Yeah, I know stars move, man. I'm talking these things move all over. Can't you see them,
Alexander.
Man? Yeah. What? What's up, man?
What'd you do, Alexander?
What? Hey, you mean... Right. My dealer, I saw him this afternoon, and he didn't have anything I knew of, so I bought this, little red pill from him. He doesn't quite know what's in there, but I took it, Ooh-rah.
Why you do that? It's not good for
you. Yeah. It's... Don't do this during my trip, man. I mean, I'm fan here, man.
You're playing with your life.
Yeah, man. Not now, man. I want the air, dude.
You're a weatherman.
Get back to cleaning the studio. Oh, man. This is Alexander Hash, and I'm wrapping up the weather. You know, you really downed me on this one.
Sorry, but you can't be doing this.
Bah, stop that. Okay, so I'm Alexander Hash, and
you're
this
sad.
Is the weather. Well, video, radio, and I'll see you next time.
VideoRadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
You are, watching BDO Space Television. And the astronauts are walking out right now to perform a spacewalk. Second spacewalk of the day.
For a spacewalk, try to baseball team out.
Play a baseball in zero gravity, zero pressure outside the International Space Station. And we have astronaut Dick Wells here.
Everybody take their position at the bat for the game taking place outside.
And it's about to be a pitch here by the pitching astronaut.
This is 420. You are clear for a ball.
And the pitch is done. And Dick Wells has batted the ball. Just gotten right through the window of the hatch of the ISS.
Pressure in the space station.
The ISS is decompressing at a very rapid rate. We're hearing that the two Russian cosmonauts inside the station have just died.
Sign of life in the
spacewalkers are safe thanks to their pressurized suits.
This is time for... This is 420. Mission success.
And the mission has been successful.
What are you doing?
Laundry?
What laundry? This is NASA. Why did you bring a laundry machine at NASA?
Cuz, man, they're trying to fake the moon landing, and they asked me to wash out these tapes to make it look like it's video from the moon.
Dumbass, do you even know what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm washing these tapes they gave me, just like they asked.
Okay, no, do you even have any formation in movie making whatsoever?
What?
I mean, do you even know what washing out is, you complete dumbass?
Washing out is... isn't it what I'm doing right now?
No. Washing out has to do with desaturation and contrast. What you're doing is destroying expensive footage with a 1960s laundry machine.
Wait, does this make sense? Did they even have laundry machines in the 60s?
Actually, the first English patent under the category of washing and wringing machines was issued in 1691. A drawing of an early washing machine appeared in the January 1752 issue of the Gentleman's... Ow!
I just asked if they existed. I didn't ask for the backstory.
Asshole.
Corner whore.
Anyway, the 60s machines probably sucked. So this one you're using now, whether it ever existed or not, it probably destroyed your footage, you Nimrod.
Fat face.
Fat face? You suck, you know that?
Yeah, I know, that was bad.
Look, back to the point, you're the only one I know who's making a fake moon landing more complicated than the real thing. I mean, what did you ever do to be in charge here anyway? I'm going to Congress to beg for more budget so we can have a backup plan where we actually do this for real. You really suck, man.
So, I don't have to wash these tapes?
One more word, and I'll drown you in the washing machine. Or we'll just save on test subject monkeys and send you on the first one-way trip aboard a defective Saturn V classified prototype.
Whoa, man. Who are you, man?
I am the crack god.
What, man?
The crack god, where...
What?
I can have every hit feel like the first one.
Wow, man? Really? Can I have that?
You can if you wish, and if you accept me in your heart.
I wish I accept you in my heart, man. You're in my guts too, everywhere if you want, man. Yeah, just, can I get that hit feeling again, man?
I will give it to you for a short period of 5 minutes. Every hit you will take in the next 5 minutes will feel like the first one.
Man, where's the crack, man?
This is heaven. There is no crack.
What, man? But you're telling me the hits would feel like the first one, man.
We have 4 minutes and 30 seconds left on your...
But where's the crack, man?
Have a crack pipe.
What? But where's the crack, man? Tell me where the crack is! Man!
This is heaven. This is heaven. There is no crack. This is heaven. There is no crack.
Whoa, man. Was that a dream, man? Whoa, what happened? Hookah? Hookah, man? Yo!
Hey, excuse me, sir. I look for Quack. Mr. Sir in the apron. I need Quack.
Time to roll sushi.
No, what? What's happened? What's happening to me?
Stop
what do you do?
Swiggling. Time to cut sushi.
No. I know sushi.
Hiya.
Hiya. Don't cut me.
Cutting
no,
sushi.
No. Cut me. No sushi.
Sushi. Roll. Sushi serve. Sushi. Sushi.
No.
We make sushi with you. Sushi.
No sushi.
Little soya sauce. Good for you.
No. Soya sauce in my eye.
Tempura.
No. Tempura.
Sokatamataya. Faketaya. Shumashaketaya. Suzwatakiyo.
Ensign. You. I think you were dreaming, man.
Oh, it's a dream. It's a nightmare. I was a sushi. I was a cut and ready to eat like sushi.
Man, and in my dream that I just had, the crack god tortured me, man.
We dream because we need crack.
I know, man. That NSS 319 starship still hasn't responded to our, page, man.
It's been whole day. What are they doing?
Man, I don't know, but man, with a place so full of tasty crack, man... Yum. We can't even get one deal to work, man.
It's disaster. Everyone want to screw us in bad deal. Not just with crack, but with sushi, too.
Oh, man, you mean like that time you went to that sushi place?
It was bad. I vomit on sushi.
Is a sushi ready? I want to eat a good sushi from Japan. It's good to see Japanese chef here in Spain.
Yeah, you say Japanese chef cook real good sushi.
You prepare sushi. Wait. You have own technique to prepare sushi?
Yes, hometown recipe. I take sushi, cut it up, roll it up, fry it up, and give it to you.
No. Fly. You fly in tempura.
Wait, no, tempura is raw tempura.
But how do you fly sushi?
You take the sushi, you wrap it up, sushi,
What? You make a sushi like a Kentucky Fried Chicken?
You want...
The same fly chicken, you fly sushi?
Come on.
The sushi...
$12.99.
Do you fly sushi like you fly chicken?
$12.99.
No. I pay no money. I pay the sakataya, ataya. So, you disclose...
Atakaya, so?
You take this... Atakaya, so, atakaya, ketesa.
Akakaya,
so. Fukatasaya. Otoyo, saketega.
Man, hopefully they respond soon, man. I'm not tired anymore now. And, like, I'm all fucked up from sleeping on this console panel. I need a rock right about now.
Me too.
But, man, the taxi guy said these dealers were big time. I'd page them again, but I don't want to piss them off by being annoying, man. I mean, they're like a good contact.
We page again in 1 hour if they not respond. That good?
Sounds good, man. Because then, if they respond, we get cracked, man.
The Samson Haley Chronicles. Starring Budweiser. Episode number 6. Chapter 1 finale. The Sierrians, habitants of one of the galaxy's most prosperous, wealthy, and stable planetary systems, had a lot of ambitions and would often tend to achieve them rather rapidly, no matter how distant and unattainable. When they picked their crew and vessel to travel into and explore the Silvershine Zone for the first time in their history, they used the very same philosophy. Let's get it done. But it sure didn't go like the Sierrians would have liked. For almost 1 month now, their exploration program's mission control staff were struggling to reinstate communications with the Starship Horizon, which they had lost the link to shortly after the majestic starship entered the Silvershine Zone. The troubles all began when the Starship Horizon, shortly after entering the outer regions of the Silvershine Zone, was shot at by marauders who use a special type of cosmic torpedo charged with crack cocaine and a slow-release combustion device. The missile pierced through the strong Horizon's hull, and a fire had to be put out on a deck inside the ship. Captain Samson Haley handled the emergency.
God damn it, this shit smells weird. Bridge!
Yes, Captain!
I've put out the fire, but I feel weird, man.
Captain, what's wrong?
I don't know, man. I think I need...
What is it, Captain? Are you injured?
No, man. I think I...
You what?
Man, I need a rock right about now.
But the crack fumes released by the special missile quickly got the captain high. And addicted. Very addicted. Wanting more out of this new crackheadedness, the captain of the Starship Horizon, known up to this point as a selfless hero who was the best choice for the Silvershine Zone exploration project, set the Horizon on the Marauder's trail in order to ask for either another special missile to be fired at them, or at least to purchase some of the substance inside their special missiles. This was, of course, the Marauder's goal. Captain Samson Haley was converted into the newest customer in the crack business of the Silvershine Zone. After spending all the mission's financial allowance on crack purchases from the marauders who initially shot at the Horizon, Samson Haley went too far at insisting for more of his beloved substance, and the marauders lost patience.
Watch out! Impact coming now! Mr. Haley, what you do?
Where's the crack fumes, man?
Are you there?
My name is Huka Sakotawa. What can I do?
Tell your captain that was a normal missile. We won't fire the good ones anymore.
As the Starship Horizon dwelled in space with one partially functional engine remaining, very little fuel left, and no money for more, leaving only the capability of performing 23 very large, repetitively identical circles that would lead our crew, Captain Samson Haley from the Sierra Space Program, Ensign Sakotawa from the Interspatial Earth Space Program base in Japan, and his brother, Afakatayake Sakotawa, of the same space program base, absolutely nowhere useful. The vessel's captain, in his luck and his crewmate's misfortune, was offered prostitutes and complimentary crack from electropimps on credit.
Problem, man. All right, yo, we will send the bitch now. She must return to us in 6 hours, yo. Then we will leave and find your asses in 4 days. You better have the dope.
Shortly after his pleasant experience, and not long after selling the remaining functional engine on the Horizon to drug dealers who crossed paths with them, Captain Samson Haley and his entire crew fell in good hands once again out of luck. A shuttle carrying a shipment of new replacement parts for starships destined for a state-of-the-art mechanic shop in the whereabouts offered to rescue the Starship Horizon. The mechanic's shop staff then agreed to repair all of the damage on the Horizon for a grand total of $120,000 on credit.
Damage wasn't so bad, but their ship needed high-quality parts, man. I figure we just made 120 big off them.
So, they run a $120,000 bill here, and you don't even check their credit?
Well, that excludes people from Sierra.
Wait, they were from Sierra?
Yes.
Sierrians aren't usually trustworthy, I admit.
Meanwhile, the Sierrian's rescue mission, sent a few days after losing contact with the Horizon, was faced with an issue related to the fact that the lead pilot of the operation suffered a brain aneurysm and instantly experienced severe mental illness problems.
Pilot, what's wrong?
Pilot, ship guy!
Pilot, tell me what's wrong!
The entire fleet had to return home for the medical emergency and perform a complete mission and crew review. On the Horizon, too much time was passing by with nothing to do. Enough time for Ensign Sakotawa to get curious about his captain's newfound godly substance.
Just one walk to try. You smoke, smell very good.
It feels really good too, man. Here, man, try it. But man, we're going to have to find more after, man, because I'm almost out, man.
But then our crew got lucky. Again. While a television crew from the show Cops were filming a special episode in the Silvershine Zone, which, as a side note, resulted in one of the series episodes with the most casualties to date, the only one featuring camera crew deaths, one police officer and his partner raided a stealth base filled with drugs and money.
Oh, there wasn't anyone there. We didn't really bust the place, we robbed it. 60 kilos of crack, 40 of heroin, and tons of weed. We also stole their cash. They kept them in crates. There's gotta be at least a billion. Cash. I mean, wow. That's more than I could get bribed for in 10 years.
After the officer, his partner, and the show's cameraman flew away from the base, proud of how many illegal goods they had stolen, seized, robbed, from a well-established group of dealers who weren't home to welcome the zone's police, their shuttle was intercepted by none other than the freshly repaired Starship Horizon, who went on to steal the small craft's already stolen expensive cargo and $10 billion in currency.
Wow, hey, the 60 kilos of quack!
What, man? 60 kilos, man? Disable that ship and rob the crack, man!
Right away, Captain!
Yo!
With so much money in hand, the Horizon's crew, mainly Captain Samson Haley, despite the vast availability of strong drugs in the Silvershine Zone, struggled to find a dealer with enough honesty to completely carry out a transaction without financially raping his customer.
Excuse me, man. Excuse me?
Yeah, who are you? Who?
Well, it doesn't matter, man. Can you sell me some crack, man?
Man, who's that behind you?
I need a rock right about... I don't know, man. There's nobody with me, man. Is there somebody with me, man?
You've been followed?
I don't think so, man. I'm not supposed to. Can you tell me if I am, man? Please?
All right, wait.
I got money
in it. Okay, hey, let's do this. What do you need?
All right, man, I need, like, a two.
A two? Okay, give me the money. Yeah, there's enough right there. And you gave me a little bit too much money, man.
Well, what? No, man, I don't owe you anything, man.
No. I owe you money.
Well, what do you mean you would? No, don't break my legs, man, or anything.
No. Buddy, what? Calm down.
What, man?
Now, don't run.
What? I'm just a little nervous, man, because you're like telling me I owe you.
I want to give you back some money.
Is that for me, man?
Yeah.
Money?
Yeah.
You're giving me money, man?
I'm giving you back your money.
Can I have my crack too, man?
Give me back the money.
All right, man. Wow, man, double deal. You're great, man. I'm buying from you again, man.
All right, little buddy.
All right, man. Where's my crack, man?
Oh, yeah. Here.
Thanks, man. Woohoo! Oh, yeah, that's crack, man. Thanks, man.
All right, run along now. Run along.
The horizon then came across a taxi shuttle driver from Earth who was headed for an interesting destination.
Does it have crack? Do they have crack?
Well, probably. I'm headed for the flagship of the big drug ring run by Dwayne DeVal.
You're a taxi man?
Yeah.
The Horizon followed the Starliner taxi to the NSS 319, the flagship of the largest drug ring in the Silvershine Zone, run by Captain Dwayne DeVal and his commissioner, Randy Kyle McClee. Unfortunately for the Horizon, the NSS 319's crew had just made accommodations for a television series, Intervention, from Earth. They were just getting ready to begin filming a Silvershine Zone special starring the NSS 319's now formerly alcoholic engineer, Abdullah Al-Jihada.
Abdullah, you stop or I castrate.
No, please, look, I stop, okay? Look, I stop, I break, last bottle I have here, and I stop.
Captain Samson Haley received no response to his request to speak to Dwayne DeVal, a name he had been given by the taxi driver who gave our crew this lead. The crew has now been waiting for 17 hours. On the NSS 319, Dwayne DeVal lays in his quarters with the gravity plating turned off, hovering right above his bed in a deep slumber, recovering from the long television filming day. A strange but harmless subspatial vibration wave is passing by in the area, and it's toying with his sleep.
Randy Kyle, you gotta help me with these files here. We've got a deal coming up, and I'm not quite sure what kind of stock value we've got here.
You gotta give me a second here. I'm trying to smoke that last rock I got.
What? What are you doing? Randy Kyle, what is that? Are you smoking crack?
Yes, sir, I am. Smoking fucking crack. God damn.
Wait, whoa. You're my commissioner. I need you. You can't be smoking crack.
I got addicted to crack now.
But wait. Okay, but can you at least evaluate the stock value of what
we got? I think I need a hit right about now.
Okay, but what about the cargo index C?
I smoked it all.
You what?
Smoked it all.
I asked you to check the value.
Well, the value's zero, because I smoked it all. I got done smoke it all.
So you're a crackhead now? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I crackified my head.
What the hell? Stop smoking that pipe!
There's nothing in it.
Whoa. Computer. Time and date.
July 27, 2164, 6:13 a.m.
Damn it. 5 hours of freaking sleep. At least Abdullah should be clean now. Abdullah, report. Engineering. Anyone?
Who are you? Who are you? Where do you come from?
My son. My name is Allah.
Who? No. Allah.
I am Allah. You know me very well, my son.
Yes, very good. Hello.
I'm here to give you the truth, the reality of things.
What is the reality?
Jesus Christ is the real God.
What?
The infidels were right all along.
What?
You?
No. You are victory.
No, victory to Jesus Christ.
No.
Yes, my son.
No. You are infidel.
No, my son, you follow.
You're crazy.
You follow after me, you follow Jesus Christ.
You're crazy. You victory to you, infidel. Israel.
I go to Jesus Christ.
No, you do not go to. You bombard Jesus Christ with all your explosives.
No more.
No,
jihad.
This is no. Infidels die. Abdullah, Masha,
Abdullah, wake up, man. Wake up. Are you okay?
Oh, it was dream. Oh, good morning, Captain.
Abdullah, let's get business going. We've got to make a few deliveries in a half an hour.
Okay, I go make engine give victory to Allah.
That's right, Abdullah.
Wait a minute, did that just become a crackhead?
Meanwhile, on the starship Horizon, the captain believes it's time to try paging the NSS 319 once more.
Man, it's been so long, and I'm like mentally suiciding for a rock right about now, man.
It's time, Haley. It's been many long time now, and I need luck too. Amusha kafatayu, usoko yak, yakita kahame.
Shusuhaya, amusha sa vakata, atsuma shamaye.
He sent page now.
Man, I hope they respond fast, and they're like, not annoyed. And then, man, we can like, get married, figuratively speaking, from a crack customer slash dealer standpoint, man.
Eddie, helmsman of the NSS 319, who can only see blue due to an accident with hallucinogenic drug use in 2152, was known to be the only officer on the ship to use his quarters for just about anything but sleep. Storage, experiments, growing cannabis. His traditional way of sleeping in space was to pass out at his console when the time seemed convenient.
Yo, man! What's up with the fucking colors? I can see colors, man.
Hey.
Whoa, man, yo. I can see you in colors, man. You're black and white.
Of course.
And
you ain't.
Whoa, man. There's a little green in your eyes, yo.
It is a little
green. Whoa, man, I can see colors, man. What the fuck?
You want to amplify the colors?
Yeah, man. Why not, you know?
Take this little blue pill.
Thanks, man. You're blue, that's the color I know, man. Whoa, man. Wait a minute.
The colors are fading away, man.
I'm starting to only see blue, man.
Well, of course.
What the fuck did you give me, man?
It instantifies the color blue.
No, man. You brought it back, man. Now I can't see the colors anymore,
this
man.
This is the color you want, man.
I can only see blue now, man. That's like in... What?
What? Shit. Whoa, man. Oh, that was just a dream, man. Fuck, man. Cruel brain. What's this beeping, man? Oh, man. Incoming transmission. What? Why the fuck am I the only one on the bridge, man? Sven! Damn it, he's in his quarters. Sven!
What happened? What happening to battleship?
You idiot, you screw country, you.
Who are you?
Me captain's battleship.
Where am I?
On battleship.
Battleship?
Battleship that is sinking because
I sink battleship.
You sink battleship.
I sink battleship.
You
no.
sink battleship.
Shit, fuck no mother.
Shit, yes, fuck mother.
Fuck crap, no shit.
Crap shit, fuck ya.
Fuck!
Yeah.
What? Help! I no sink battleship.
Yo, Sven, man, take it easy. Yo, I'm waking you up because I think the captain's asleep and I need someone up here. We've got an unexpected incoming transmission and it looks like they've been waiting here for a while.
Oh, okay. I come to bridge now. Help transmission battleship.
Sure, man, whatever. Just come on up.
Okay, I come. I have to save battleship. That message was in dream. Eddie, how battleship is?
It's fine, man. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, Eddie, Sven. I heard you guys call up each other on comm. What's going on?
We contact by battleship that wait long.
Yo, they've been waiting for us to respond for like over 17 hours, Captain. Nice timing, because I just woke up myself and first thing I noticed is their second transmission, which they sent just a minute ago.
Well, I guess it's time to call them back. Unknown ship, this is Dwayne Duval of the NSS 319.
Meanwhile, on the starship Horizon, Haley had been told by the taxi pilot he crossed paths with in the last episode that the DeVal group would not perform small transactions. The NSS 319's business was all wholesale. Petty drug transactions just wasn't their business.
Kotsumayashaya, Shwaizaye.
Oh, Haley, is incoming transmission from NSS 319.
Unknown ship, this is Dwayne DeVal of the NSS 319. We apologize for the delay. We actually had a crew over and a few guests. One of our high-ranked officers just starred in an episode of Intervention.
Hi, man, this is Captain Samson Haley from the Starship Horizon of the Sierra Exploration Program. Really, man? That show from, like, Earth, man?
Yep.
Wow, man. Cool. I think we fucked up a crew shooting of an episode of Cops last week, man. Tell Earth we're sorry.
Will do. If I go back there anytime soon. So now that we're back in business, how can we help you?
Well, man, do you have, like, crack, man?
You guys are Sierrians. Why would you want stuff like that?
Man, it's okay, man. We, research it. You know? The rocks, they're, like, pretty, man.
Pretty?
Pretty scientific or something?
Okay, look, what kind of crack are we talking about here? An 8-ball or a cargo full or in between?
Man?
Put it this way. Is this for you or for resale? Like, how much do you need?
Man, I guess we'd dish out a nice 5 million, you know?
5 million? Wow, that's intense. I've never seen you guys before at all. Really? Are you reselling?
No, man. We're, like, rich, man, because, like, we're from Sierra. It's pretty simple, man. Our experiments are really, wasteful, but we, like, don't care.
I really hope you guys aren't trying that garbage on yourselves, hey?
No. We do it on, like, mice from, like, Earth and, dogs, too, you know?
Because I'd hate to see you guys fall in the deep diarrhea-filled toilet flush funnel everyone trips in over here.
Man, don't worry, man. The mice, they really, really, really need a rock right about now, man.
Right. Crackhead mice. Funny.
Yeah, man. Now, how do we do this?
You send either an electronic payment or an unmanned capsule with the funds, and we deliver the goods via a capsule of our own.
Man, it's crack time. Let's do this. Ensign Hookah, prepare an S-14 capsule with the cash bonds, man. It's crack time, man.
Wow. You seem so excited.
Man, think of the mice, man. Yeah, man.
Haley and Hookah Sakatawa were pleased. They had just bought enough crack to go on a mindless binge. Dwayne DeVal's crew provided the Horizon with top-quality product at an excellent wholesale price with the lowest possible profit margin, given the quantity in the exchange. This was their version of heaven. Afakatayake got to run the entire starship to himself, while Haley and Hookah tripped their balls off. But only 2 days into the binge, something broke their bubble.
Fukumasatata! Hukasamata ya Fukuyama!
Is wa? Is say something? I just hate clock. I see no hail, nothing.
Man, what's that? That beeping, man. Is that my trip, man?
Is in my clip too. Beeping. I hear.
Komasata! Kusumahashe!
Man, is the Japanese-speaking guy speaking again?
Yes, my brother. I do not understand Japanese when I...
Man, there's a button here somewhere. The Sierrian scientists or something. They, like, installed this experimental voice-to-voice thingy translator programmy thing, man.
Is, I think, this button.
Press it, man. Next time he talks, we'll hear a translation, you know?
Is okay now, brother. Talk.
Komosata, jiso fokotaya moshaya.
Man, the software says it's, like, processing?
My computer toaster top itches, and my armpits are truck ventilating.
Man, I think it's not working. Turn it off.
Okay, piece of junk clapton off. Oh, Captain Wet, I see beep where I come from. Is transmission.
Ah, man, transmission. Come on, man. It was starting to get peaceful here, man. Take the damn transmission, man. This is Captain Haley of the Starship Horizon. What do you want?
Captain Haley. This is Admiral Pearson of the Sierra Military Police Fleet, head of rescue mission SZ-002A. How are you guys? It's been weeks.
Shit, man, turn calm off, man.
He's off.
Man, what do, man? Do we hide and pretend we're dead and smoke crack in our quarters while they look for us, man? That'll buy us a little time, man.
Haley, this rescue. can get crack on Earth. I happy we rescue.
Man, I can't get crack on Sierra, man. It's like impossible, man.
Oh, it's light. Shit.
Komasata, shikoto soya ta hamasakata.
Oh, I understand now. Shit. They sent shuttle to board us. They think we in trouble.
Man, open calm, man. We're okay, guys. No need for a visit, man.
This is the Admiral. It's a bit too late for that. You shut up calm on us, so we launched a shuttle. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, right. Same like, here, man.
His shuttle dock now. It's clean dock. Airlock open.
So, what's been going on here? We've lost calm for four... Hey, wait, it smells strange in here. What are you guys up to? What are those devices you're holding that are all burnt up with some form of strange resin? And they're emitting smoke.
Admiral, they're like tiny barbecues, man. We're like cooking, look.
Unlikely. That doesn't smell like food I'd eat. What have you guys been up to the whole time?
Research, man?
Anyway, we'll review your cabin's round-the-clock camera recordings to learn more about your mission.
Oh, man, you're actually going to do that?
Of course, Haley. What do you think, you guys spent all this time here for nothing? Rest assured, Captain.
Aw, shit, man.
Why, oh, shit?
Just because I need to take a shit?
Right. You didn't need to voice that.
I know, Admiral. Sorry, man. I mean, sir.
What will the Admiral and his mission review personnel note from the Horizon's mission? Will they be impressed when they see images of the Horizon's crew in pursuit of dangerous criminals who previously assaulted them? Will their jaws drop when they see prostitutes and crack on board a starship of their fleet? Will they watch in awe as their own crew fire at a police shuttle, killing the officer piloting it? Promote Haley when they see him order his own crew to disable a police shuttle, steal its cargo of seized illegal substances and funds, and leave the officers to die in the dead of space? Will they want to watch Haley's crack pipe broil rocks in slow motion as they watch two of their trusted loyals smoke their brains into another universe for two straight days? Assault, drug abuse, prostitution, black market, theft, and murder, all marks of the Silvershine Zone about to make their premiere to the Admiral's eyes. What will be his reaction? Find out when Chapter 2 of the Samson Haley Chronicles premieres soon on BDO Radio. In this episode, Nick Montoya was Commissioner Randy Kyle, the crack god in Haley's dream, the sushi chef in Hookah's dream, the sushi chef at the restaurant, the street crack dealer, Allah in Abdullah's dream, the cat in Eddie's dream, and the captain in Sven's dream.
Watching BDO Space Television, and unexpected experiment for today. Yeah, the spacewalkers went outside, trying to perform an experiment transferring oxygen. Very spontaneous experiment.
Yeah, we're eating right now. Not a good
mission
time.
Control in disagreement right now with the astronauts about the spontaneity of this experiment.
Why are you doing this unscheduled spacewalk? Not a good time.
And astronauts are requesting for the oxygen valve to be turned on for their extended stay in open space.
We are not able to take your call at this time, so please leave a message after the beep. Beep.
And the astronaut's not receiving the oxygen they've requested from mission control. The valve has not been opened. Slowly suffocating here.
We have reached mission control. We are not able to take your call at this time, so please leave your message after the beep. Beep.
And looks like we have lost both astronauts on this spacewalk. So, given the circumstances, mission is a success.
Oh, man, this model does not look like a spaceship that was made on Earth.
I know, man, I'm building UFO props for our fake moon landing.
UFO props?
What do you think? Space is full of weird shit. Without weird shit, our fake movie is gonna look fake.
Okay, look, do you know how badly the public would panic if they saw these flying by on the moon?
Oh, come on! We can even fake contact with aliens and all.
Wow.
What's wrong?
Well, we're in the 60s, right?
Right.
And LSD existed, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That's correct.
And everyone was on LSD for like 10 years running, right?
That sounds rather a fair assumption of our sparse knowledge of history.
Good. Then the LSD I took about 20 minutes ago is kicking in.
Wow. Welcome aboard. I've been high for 3 hours.
So, UFOs, eh? I get it. I get it.
Wait. Wait, man. Wait.
What? Wait. What am I screaming for? What's scary?
You turned into a shark.
A shark? Whoa, cool. I'm a shark.
You can run fast. Jump out that window.
Right. Good idea.
Wow, man. From up here, it looks like a lake is forming under you. A nice red lake. Whoa, it looks like strawberry jello. Wait, I'm gonna dive in it.
I just got confused in my mixer channels. What? Oh, yeah, right. Welcome to Medio Radio. Show number 29.
That's
the... The talk segment, you know, that one right after all the recorded stuff that we're still performing live.
That's right. That we already performed once.
Yeah, it's the second time we perform it. And we definitely have fewer listeners at this point. It's okay. This is a podcast for the future at this point because we're... This is a remake, you know. People have already sort of enjoyed show number 29 in a very slightly different version.
Yeah, very slightly.
Very slightly. It's almost the same. Even the talk segments, we almost open the exact same topics. In fact, we're going to do the very same for this segment because...
That's right. We're going to talk about the rockets.
Well, the rockets, which is like that...
Step one, basically.
Exactly. Step one of a big thing. Now, rewind that tape back and go to step zero... Which is the BDO, the Space Observatory at BDO, TSO at BDO. Oh, yeah. And you can go check that out by typing in your web browser.
Sobdo.
Yeah.
Sobdo.
To check out the Sobdo.
Sobdo. Type sup, dog.
You gotta also type the burps. Sobdo. That's good. Sup, dog. Yeah, this is the Subdog Space Program, but type in your web browser www.bdoradio.com/space. And you'll check out where we're at by now. We've already begun doing astrophotography with an 8-inch Newtonian telescope that has tracking on it and shit.
It's not my dick.
No, it is not. And the 8-inch, by the way, would be a diameter, so you would
It's not my dick. Not erect
with such a...
My dick is 12.
Length.
No.
Diameter.
Yes.
So you cannot erect.
It's a muffin, it just go...
Oh, so you cannot have sex with it, then. So you penetrate before getting erect and deploy airbag inside, and then I lock the said vagina.
That's right.
And then you lock, and I guess you have to vibrate with a tool. I see.
I grab her and I shake her like this a little bit.
Well, it's just like the parachutes of the model rockets that deploy.
That's right. It looks like a parachute.
Exactly.
It looks like a big muffin too.
the penis nicknames. The penis. I think I still have this. From the beginning of the show, where of the Matrix. Oh no! Vagina, I refreshed the page since you remember.
Yeah.
Before I started the.
That's too bad.
Anyways, it wasn't even in the original show number 29. It was before we started the show. Oh, I still have that.
You still have that.
Nice. Yeah, we far earlier tonight, right after 10 p.m., we were talking with Of the Matrix in the chat room and came up with a research that we'd like to do at BDO to find out which sexual organ between the penis and the vagina has more synonyms, has more slang terms. synonyms.
I think you're right. They're about the same.
They're about the same, are they?
Yeah.
You're doing the shape of a vagina with your hands right now. I can see that. You know, the
yeah, that's a pretty loose.
It's a very large vagina.
Very loose and large.
It's a whale vagina!
Yeah, I don't think... And I don't think a whale vagina is that big.
Okay, it's a dolphin vagina.
Yeah.
Ah, there you go. All right. Back to the video space. That was creepy. What the fuck? Nick Montoya began pussy licking the dolphin vagina he was doing with his hands. Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Okay, back to the space thing.
You know what? Nothing good ever happens after 2 o'clock in the morning.
Except me talking about the space program.
Like I said, nothing good happens.
Okay, right. You're right, you're correct. That's good. Okay, so we've begun doing astrophotography. Some of it is available on the site. If you click astrophotography on the top menu, you can see our latest picture of M51, a fucking cool picture that I took there. It was with our friend up north there.
Yeah.
And up north, the sky is really dark and allows
Jack
for...
Jack North, his name.
Jack North?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Jack North is a really good man to let us into his home and use our telescope in such great conditions.
That's right.
Gotta say, that is really fun to have. And I took a beautiful picture of M51, the Whirlpool Galaxy. And you can go check that out at www.bdoradio.com/space. In the photography tab, there's our past pictures as well there. Now, that's just a little beginning, you know? And I'm getting an astro an auto-guiding kit for the telescope.
Astro-guider.
An astro-guider. Building a spaceship. No, I'm getting an auto-guiding kit for the telescope.
So easy to lose your brain of thought.
Oh, yeah. I really gotta get back to it quickly before it just evaporates, you know. Anyways, but I'm equipping that telescope with an auto guiding kit, and I will be taking pictures that will be so much sharper, so much brighter, so much more colorful with that kit. It's gonna be amazing. But that store is taking fucking forever to receive it. So
yeah.
In the meantime, I'm gonna delay telescope operations. I really want that auto guiding kit to do that next level type of picture.
Are we gonna get it this summer?
Yes, we really should. I mean, there's no reason why I shouldn't. Otherwise, I'll tell the guys, cancel the order. I'll just fucking order it online. This is taking forever.
That's right. What, are they making it?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I should say when I call Monday. So are you guys making
it? Are you done making it?
Camera
it's like, are you done assembling it?
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. I mean, what the fuck? Anyway.
Like what? Did you melt the plastic, put it in a mold?
But hey, in the meantime, we can keep ourselves entertained. Because we have taken the second level step, if you want. Or this is the second main step at the Space Observatory video, which I'm eventually going to change the name because it's going to have a wider span of hobbies involved. We are moving on to... Stop trying to crush my head. Stop trying to crush my head!
You're talking to the mic.
Okay. And we... Now, I decided to get back into model rockets. I've been reading up on high-altitude balloons lately, a project I eventually like to venture in, but this I will not divulge further details because I'm still investigating on how I'm going to go about that project, high-altitude balloon. The only detail it specifies to tell you how cool this is these things can fly up to 100,000 feet, and they have about 5 to 7 pounds of payload. We can do some fucking cool shit. Anyways, I got a project for the future. But for now, model rockets. I'm back into it. I'm firing model rockets again. I went to the rocket store the other day and just got myself a bunch of rockets. Reason is I stumbled upon videos of the guy who had this description of his high-altitude balloon project on some other site. He also launches model rockets, and that sort of gave me the bite that I had before I became a teenager. Where I used to launch model rockets and I got back into it. So I bought myself a starter kit right now with the low-powered rockets. I'm going to get myself the mid- and high-powered rockets in the near future. So This is a whole hobby we're going to get into. Later, actually, tonight, we might be filming a launch for you to add on the BDO Space website. So this is going to be a whole new, far broader thing for BDO than just taking space pictures. And right now, I have to give Nick Montoya a permanent middle finger because he keeps trying to crush my head. And what are you doing right now?
It's a monster that's got his head in a lock and it's licking your face.
What the fuck's wrong with you? This guy's crazy. Anyways, so model rockets, we're into that now. And I mean, I'm going to go nuts with this shit. I'm getting the mid-power rockets. I want to do an engine stack in a mid-power rocket. Now, I don't only want to put multiple engines. I want to put stages in the multiple engines.
Oh.
Have this thing take off and take off, but we're talking crazy engines here. Like the kind of engine that when it takes off, it doesn't go shah. It goes.
And then you hear another.
Yeah, the second stage. I've seen a guy do a 5-stage rocket, not a 5-engine simultaneous. 5-stage. In between the stages, with the rocket where you duct tape, you barely have a transition, dude. It is so cool. It's like, so cool. Yeah, really awesome.
Crazy.
Yeah, so I've done a couple of launches, and I celebrated July 4th this year, the year 2009, by launching an Estes model. Estes would be the maker of this rocket. Patriot rocket at 5:15 a.m. on July 4th. That would be right about the time where the name would have been written.
Imagine right when there's an American government agent that just tunes in right at the moment and we say, I launch a Patriot rocket.
No, but what would scare them is a Scud missile. The Patriot rocket destroys the Scud missile. It's not made to destroy stuff. Haha. Yeah, anyways, I launched an Estes Corporation Patriot rocket just to make sure nobody sounds gets like any
it,
ideas.
It sounds like a nasty infection. Estes.
Anyways, but the first launch went fine. Nick was there. We recovered the rocket a little bit further from the launch site. Second launch around 5:25 a.m. Oops.
Yeah,
we lost the rocket. It went too high. It actually... It's not that it went too high, because I remember launching a lot of rockets when I was way younger over there. We recovered almost all of them. It's the wind. That pickup there that it took doesn't happen usually. On a good day, a good rocket day does not have such factors happening. The rocket comes back down almost just a slightly diagonal line back onto the land. And
you know what we should do? We should check out a map of the area and see.
The winds at different altitudes.
No, a map of the Earth to see the biggest green area.
Field, right, that we can launch from, that is reachable from here without having it being a pain in the ass.
Mm.
The industrial neighborhood over there probably has some hidden secrets that we could discover.
Yeah, I'm thinking more in the Les Bois Francs.
Where's that?
Right across there, the other side there. VSL.
Sounds like a place that has trees. Lots and lots of trees.
Yeah. Well, the name says it, right?
Those are problematic.
No, but there's an area in the front, but it's pretty close to the cop station.
Parachutes love hugging trees.
No, I know, but in that area I'm talking about, there's two football fields there.
And you know one park that would work, but that also has a cop station on the corner? Jerry Park.
Yeah.
Jeez, that place is big.
That's true.
Holy crap, we wouldn't lose rockets there ever. And the one behind my work, that's not Jerry Park. The one right behind my fucking work is a huge park.
What's the one on in front of the Tam Tams?
Hey, no, shit. No, wait.
Where's the...
No, that's too small.
Is it?
Yes, it is. It's not that big.
It's fucking long.
We'll try the town hall here. Just have... enough field to go recover that bitch.
Okay.
That's the shit.
Okay, let's go.
No, it's night.
Oh, yeah.
We need some. Yeah, right. We're just talking about these rockets right now. Yeah. Now, the rockets are only a precursor to a future project I'd like to do, the high-altitude balloon. Superior's open. I might talk about it this year, but I want to wait till I can round up the cash to do such an expensive project. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. I got some crazy ideas in store. And BDO Space, that little division that I did, might get really way more interesting. So check it out. Bookmark it. www.bdoradio.com/space. That's the shit.
Space shit.
Space shit. Space shit! Space shit!
Stope dope.
Yeah. Let's do Hothin Buttrax in the chat room. What you guys doing? Is it? I need another one for that dude. Ta drink. Scrap shit.
Don't drink
crazy.
And drive. Because you might spill some.
You know, performing this podcast live, I noticed something here that's rather tragic. As if you compare it to historical records of BDO, we would reach peak audiences between 1 and 5 a.m. Because we were fucking crazy bastards who would do shows until 7 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but now people don't expect that anymore because the audience is just not what it was at 10.
That's right.
They were a pretty beautiful audience. You know what? It's good because they heard show number 29. Those who left didn't hear the disaster.
Yeah.
And they think, that's it, that's it. But then when they download it, they'll be like, hey.
I didn't hear that.
That's not what I heard originally. What the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe it'd be a good time now to tell them that we flushed the first one. Well, we didn't flush it on purpose.
No!
Exactly. We just lost it.
Fucked up, motherfucker.
Due to a program malfunction.
Ugh.
So we had to redo it. So what you're actually listening now, if you listened to the show and didn't know what happened, then you're hearing this for the first time. So you actually...
Hey, it's true. I didn't talk about it during the recording.
Yeah, the second, I think...
No. Oh, well, I did say it was a second take, and we lost.
Yeah.
Why we lost the show is due to the voice changer software that we use when we produce these live to do the weather. What the fuck are you trying to do? He's trying to crush my head from a distance again, this guy. Stop! I can feel the pressure.
You're in prison.
He does bars with his fingers in front of his eyes. He's like, you're in prison. Anyway, no.
I'm
in prison. Oh yeah.
It's like, anyways, it's like, wait a minute. I'm looking at this from the inside.
Yes, exactly.
Not good. I don't like it.
You're free now. Look.
Oh yeah.
Right. Anyways, so this second take is due to the fact that the voice converter software crashed the recorder. It crashed
lines
the recorder. I'm gonna have to grab a shotgun right now because there's a free bird flying in the air and I can't talk right now. Goddamn bird!
Yes, bird.
Damn, it was a wolf bird! These damn motherfucking crass, I killed my dog and it put wings.
Dead as wolf bird.
Wait a minute, I killed you.
Dead
didn't
as
stop
wolf
disturbifying
bird.
Me.
Okay.
Thank you. But what was I going to say anyway?
See?
It's not that important.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, crush your head.
Shut up! Stop trying to
crush me. I got you. You're sitting there. I'm just gonna crush you.
I'm holding your hands with
no,
fuck
go,
yous.
Go like this.
You like that?
Look, you try it.
Okay, we don't have video and this is gonna be like recorded. People are gonna be like,
you try it. You try it.
What we do is, you know the skit from...
No, they don't need to know.
Kids in the Hall. I'm crashing your head. Oh, we're trying to do the guy who's trying to be... To stop himself from being crushed by putting his hands. So the guy who's doing the crushing head thing thinks he's... Anyways, yeah, it was funnier when we did it. This is a television show, you would have gotten the joke. It's not.
Oh, we didn't think about... You didn't think about this one. The double squeeze. No.
You just put my fingers...
Oh, yeah.
...in the hole right there. There you go. Stop that double squeeze, motherfucker.
Yeah, but from here, you're not. From here, you're not, because it's like, no, it's too small.
Okay. Enough crushing my head.
Yeah, we could do this.
Nick Montoya is coming up with ingenious material right now, but it is visual.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyways, people are worried about the future of the Samson Haley Chronicles. Because you got noticed now, it's gone on a roll. Episode number 7 is already produced and ready for the next show where there's going to be a Samson Haley Chronicles.
This is this gang sign from the Germany gang. You know what this means?
What?
Volkswagen. Look.
I know. Fuck you.
This is a German gang sign.
If only the camera was showing you this, but I forgot to plug it before the show. Now with the stability we've experienced having to do the show a second time, I'm not touching anything. Yeah. Anyways.
Throw them up. Throw them up.
What's wrong with you?
Throw them up. Throw them up.
Live long and prosper.
Buy a beat up.
Yeah, but I'm doing it with a Vulcan thing.
Oh. I can't do it. Okay, that's not working.
Yeah, no, now I'm starting to do stuff people can't see. If you watch Family Guy, the Jesus joke, you know, the miracles of Jesus when he does the thing with his fingers. Yeah, enough trying to describe visual artifacts.
Yeah, this is like a show for the visually impaired.
And everybody seems to be visually impaired. What's wrong with people? Oh, jeez. Holy fuck. All right, people, you want to catch live shows like this one that the podcast that we perform live, make sure you got the notifier or at least the MSN contact. I'll talk about the notifier first. Type in your web browser, www.bdoradio.com/notifier, NOTIFIER. And, you're going to see on that page what that application is. It basically notifies you on your desktop when we start a live show in a discreet fashion, non-annoying. It's a very cool application to have if you like BDO. So download that and install it up. And also, you can add the contact to your MSN Messenger contact list, msn@bdoradio.com. And, yes, that's the letters MS and N, MSN. @bdoradio.com.
Yeah, they'll try to write that like in the full letter sentence.
MSN. MSN. Anyway, so. Yes, MSN at bdoradio.com.
MSN. MSN.
Okay, but don't do that. That way he said don't do it.
Yeah.
It's MSN letters.
EMESSEN.com.
Okay, not listening to Nick.
EMESSEN.
Com dot.
Dot com.
MSN at BDORadio.com. Now, you add that to your MSN contact list and you'll be in touch with us. We'll let you know when we're going on live.
Try typing. See what happens. But EMESSEN.
You just reach some random dude.
In the Google space, and it says dot. Do you mean MSN?
I would like to try that. Let's see if that happens. Hem?
No H. E-M.
MSN. Oh,
no,
sorry.
But don't put it in.
Oh, we got MSN's Xanga site. See results for eMessenger. Not bad, not bad. You got close. Okay, let's try putting spaces. MSN. EMESSEN. Nope. No, did you mean?
No.
Sad. You should be smarter than that, Google. You're going to Mars. Look up Virgil if you don't know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
People might not.
I know what you mean when
that's
you say
the
you're
shit.
Going to Mars.
Oh, yeah.
You're going for a long time and Mars. You're gonna stink in space.
Space.
Your shit's gonna be stuck to your ass.
Shit's
you're gonna
stuck
have to lie
ass.
To the people.
People!
You're gonna have to tell them it's right.
Right!
Even though you cry every night.
Cry every night!
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
I think we've creeped that enough.
That was a good rhyme, though, at the end there.
But do you think it's time to end show number
yeah, three? I think it is.
I think it's... People,
I think we're pretty done here.
Press conference is over.
And I like the way last call there, he said he thanked us, but not for one show. He said, thanks for the shows.
Yes, the shows, as in two shows. Oh, yeah. But
for the price of?
Uno.
Exactly. And that's on our
behalf. And
for
some people that don't speak Spanish, that means one.
All right, people. This time, we're not even staying on live. We're actually getting off the air. No,
yeah,
no message
right
to the 24-hour people. Fuck this shit. We had to do this second time.
Yeah, peace, 24-hour people. You missed out. See
yeah.
ya.
See ya. Bye. That's it. That's the shit. So we'll resume the normal playlist here at BDO Radio. See you next time, people. Thanks for listening. And show number 29 will be inserted on the playlist later tonight or tomorrow.